This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So we've actually gotten to the point where cameras can interpret and act on what they see. Advances in computer vision are on a roll as chip companies add greater smarts to all their cameras. Here to talk about the new generation of equipment that can not only capture imagery, but interpret and act on what it sees is The Wall Street Journal's Ted Greenwald, patching in from San Francisco. Welcome back, Ted.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
It's interesting where we've gotten in tech. Can you kind of explain the advances that have been made in this computer vision realm?
Sure. A digital camera is a lens and a light sensor. But lately, chip companies, the big chip manufacturers, especially Intel, NVIDIA, Qualcomm, have been focusing on computing power to that package of lens and light sensor in order to process what comes off the sensor and extract information out of it. You know, it has been the case that some of that was done, say, to produce those cute Instagram augmented reality masks that you can put face. But the amount of computing power is now rising, and the efficiency with which that computing power can be applied is rising. And we're really on the threshold, I think, of a very different time in terms of what cameras and systems that have cameras attached to them can do.
Yeah, it seems like this could really be quite big. Computer vision leads to a world of possibilities. And obviously, like you said, it's just the threshold at this point. What are we beginning to see? What are tech companies starting to do? Are the usual suspects out there experimenting? What kinds of things are we seeing that utilizes this kind of tech?
I would say the usual suspects aren't quite the best place to look, but you are seeing things show up in consumer products from the big tech companies. The new iPhone 10 from Apple has an extra chip in it and an infrared camera in it that can look at your face and identify you. So as a security measure, it knows who you are and can lock out people who don't look exactly like you. And then Google's Nest division recently announced a doorbell that has a video camera attached to it. You can train that video camera to recognize family members or friends. And then when they appear at your door, you can receive an alert that they're there. And if someone arrives at the door who's unrecognized, you can receive an alert of that. But I think the place to look really is in industrial type equipment.
Right. And we really can think big here. And I know that certain industries are already starting to think quite big. The farming industry in particular is notable in this field, right?
There's a company called Blue River Technology, was recently acquired by John Deere. Blue River attaches cameras that are equipped with computing power from NVIDIA to the back of a tractor and then drags it through lettuce fields. And the cameras and the NVIDIA computer take a look at each lettuce plant as the rig passes and evaluates whether it's the right distance from its neighbors to grow a good, full, market attractive head of lettuce. And if it sees one that is too close to another to get you that big full head that you're looking for when you're in the supermarket, it zaps it with a little bit of fertilizer, which is kind of caustic. You know, the leaves don't react to the fertilizer well, and it kills the plant. And that rig can go through a field in a very short time compared to, you know, a full day of labor by a guy with a hoe going through that row.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Ted Greenwald about the latest advancements in computer vision technology. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Ted, we're still on the brink. Can we think even bigger? We've talked about certain industries and certain consumer products that are already utilizing this, but you write about something much bigger in your piece with regards to urban infrastructure and all the work that will go into one day utilizing all the tech on that grand scale. What can we expect to see?
Well, we've seen some of this. I've been really struck by news stories in which, say, there's an abduction of a child or some other horrific incident, and you find that the security camera in all the stores down the streets in a city can be gathered by law enforcement and analyzed, and thus we can track the progress of this abduction and hopefully resolve that issue. These cameras can do a lot of that brain work more or less automatically. They do need to be trained Which is a kind of an arcane computer science process of showing it lots of data that you've identified as having the characteristics you're interested in. And then the software that the computer runs can extract from that a pattern or set of patterns that allows it to identify the thing you're looking for.
Mm.
So it's not without a lot of work and a lot of work to be done on making that software more efficient and more effective. But it does mean that what the cameras see, then they can also understand in a way that is useful to people.
Super interesting stuff. Ted Greenwald, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
For more on Ted Greenwald's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.